Good morning, Meek Chow Man. What a lovely day. It's going to be 32, maybe 34 degrees centigrade. Thank fuck I've got the air conditioning. Of course, it's just too hot for me. And, on a bit of a sort of a dispiriting Christmas run. I don't celebrate Christmas. I mean, I like doing things, nice things, good things for people. But, you know, I think, all right, to go on to a little bit of history here, okay, just to debunk this whole turgid Christmas fucking bullshit trip, you know. Okay, people have been inventing gods and ascribing magical powers to all sorts of, you know, events and phenomena and ideas and fucking, you know, there are as many gods as there are fucking, you know, hours in the day, you know, for the last, you know, 10 years or something, you know. So, with that being said, it's a flood of wear. And, So, maybe one of them's getting revenge with me now, you know. So, the story of the Jew cult, and that's what it is, it's the world's most evil fucking cult, the most sinister mind fuck ever invented. What happened is, you know, people have been fighting, you know, over anything and everything ever since there was more than one of them, and they had something to fight over, you know. This is the natural state, you know. War is the natural state of humanity, you know. And, So, anyway, the people in Babylon have been, you know, fucking all, there's a lot in this, there's a huge amount of fucking kings, kingdoms, countries, you know, cities, towns, territory, you know, wars, and wars beyond wars, and all sorts of shit. There's fucking enormous amounts, and some of it has been recorded fairly accurately, and sometimes there's only like snippets, you know, in archaeological ruins and shit like that, there's only just like a few references, you know. But there's a lot, okay? But this is a very, very simple fucking version of it. Many years ago, there was the Kingdom of Babylon, you know. and there was a king called Hammurabi, and what he did is he adopted the Babylonian, he adopted sort of some ideas, and you know, there's just common things about people, you know. You fuck with me, I'll kill you. You know, that's kind of, you know, sort of stuff, that's just how it goes, you know. So, you know, he codified the sort of general sort of sentiments and perhaps, you know, things from earlier times, you know, different laws and rules and regulations and shit, you know what I mean? Of how to put a whole heap of people together and how to keep them all in line, you know? And how to ensure that justice, however perceived, is served. And what he did is he wrote, I think it was about 128 laws, and he had them carved into a great big stone, you know, finger sort of thing, you know, in black, I think it's basalt, and he had it stuck up in the town square, you know, Babylon. Well, Babylon was a city of about 24,000 people, you know, and estimated, you know, and, or there might be records, you know, stone tablets that are dug up underneath the dust or whatever, you know, and it was called the Code of latter years, it was known as the Code of Hammurabi, you know, and what happened is, because people are always having fucking wars, you know, they had a whole heap of slaves, they'd captured a whole heap of the enemy from you know, a whole heap of places, and this includes from around Judea, you know, Jerusalem and all that sort of stuff. They had got a heap of fucking war slaves, you know. And then King Darius, I think it was, this might have been a couple of kings down the track, you know what I mean, after Hammurabi, the King Darius, they went to war against the Babylonians, they won. The Babylonians lost, and so what Darius did is he freed all the fucking war slaves, you know. He said the Babylonian slaves were the Babylonians' problems, but now we've taken the Babylonians, you know, into captivity, so, you know, they're our problem, you know, and the slaves, their slaves can go free, you know, and, or something like that, you know. And what happened is all the slaves from around the sort of Judean region, what they did is they effectively committed an administrative form of theft. And because some of them could read and write and stuff, you know, what they did is they stole the Code of Hammurabi, the Babylonian city laws, you know. And then everywhere it said, the king said, they rubbed his name out and wrote in, our deity said, we the priests said, you know. So you find that the first six or eight books out of the first 11 books of the Old Testament, the Book of the Jew, you know, are almost wholly or substantially or in significant portion, they are word-for-word copies of the Code of Hammurabi, you know. And so, you know, the deity of the Jews is a complete fabrication. The rules and regulations of the Jews are complete fucking bullshit, you know. And, you know, if you want to sort of read up on how the fucking, the worst aspects of humanity operate, like, you know, Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong and all this other fucking, all these other cunts, well, people of Ireland, you know, and that's how people rule other people, you know, through violence, you know. Violence and rules and conformity and intimidation and all this sort of shit, you know. And so, as part of that sort of scam, you know, these cunts who invented the Jews, a derivative of this was, you know, the mythical son of the mythical deity, you know, which is Jesus, and, you know, oh, the great stories about that fucking guy. Well, A, there's no proof he ever existed, and B, I would tend to sort of be scratching my head and then scratching my ass, and then going, oh, he walks on water, yeah, yeah, he turns 40, you know, a few loaves of bread and a few fish into enough to feed the fucking multitudes, which is, I don't know, 14,000 people or something, or whatever, you know. And, you know, that when he died, there's, you know, about four or five versions of when, what happened after he died, you know. You know, that he's buried in a tomb and then came back to life because the angels, you know, came to visit him and, you know, and then, well, that's quite a fucking thing, you know. And then, you know, in Luke, I think it is, it talks about him, they talk about him, you know, after 40 days on the fucking earth, you know, after coming back to life, he ascended up into, the heaven, he flew up into the sky until he disappeared past the clouds, you know. So you've got a Jewish zombie, the myth of a Jewish zombie who doesn't have a father, going into low Earth orbit 2,000 years before space-rated rockets were invented, you know. Quite a story. And then you get all the sort of, you know, the mythical sort of pagan, not mythical, but pagan kind of fucking rituals and celebrations and holidays and, or holy days and all these sorts of things, you know, being spun round. You know, like it's basically complete bullshit being spun into fucking, oh, this is to celebrate the birth of Jesus, you know. And, you know, the church sort of usurped the fucking, all this bullshit into its own doctrine. Or the Christian church usurped all this sort of bullshit into its own doctrine to keep the pagans in with the fucking, you know, into the Christian cult. So, you know, yeah, so it's a bit fucking rich. And, so you've got bullshit, you know, from the very beginning. You've got the Catahamuri boy being plagiarised into the fucking Book of the Jew, which is absolute fucking crap, you know. There's some historical sort of, you know, fact mixed in with a whole heap of fucking fairy stories, you know. And, yeah. So, you know, and then that devolves, that this degeneracy of deceit devolves from the Jew cult into the son of the Jew cult's deity. You know, and then, you know, you get all the pagan shit, you know. You know, the Roman gods and the fucking Celts and all sorts of fucking shit. You know, their bullshit being woven into the bloody, you know, the Christian sort of doctrine. And so here we are celebrating, you know, the birth of a non-existent Jewish deity, you know. Never had a father. the mythical Jewish deity in low Earth orbit who talks to us by telepathy on a birthday celebration that's based upon the god of Saturn, you know, and all these other sort of mythical bullshit, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And part of this sort of indoctrination and and other crap into this sort of stuff is it's, I don't watch TV, you know. And I haven't for a long time, like about 12 years now, you know. And so, yeah. Where am I going with this? Because I'm glad this little car's got air conditioning. It's so hot. And so fuck, I like manual gearboxes, you know. You change from a moderately fast, you know, just a modestly fast, you know, RPM in third gear coming up over a hill, and as soon as you hit the crest, you can just upshift into fifth gear, which is the overdrive, and just come fucking at a sort of fast idle off the top of the hill down the big slope, you know. And yeah, so in amongst all this programming is, so I was going to talk about this in an AA meeting, but they flip out, you know. Oh, excuse me, this is, what's this got to do with Alcoholics Anonymous? You know, fucking everything. You dumb cunt. And, so, you know, and then we get sort of brainwashed from birth that there's all this religiosity and piety and sanctification and all this fucking crap, you know, over the mythical Jewish zombie in low Earth orbit who doesn't exist and never had a father, you know. And you know, we're supposed to get together as a big family and celebrate Christmas based upon some fucking, this Jewish fucking bullshit, you know, which is just manifested and gotten even worse like a bloody festering sore. You know? Just a malignancy of consciousness. Yeah, a malignant sort of festering of consciousness. And, you know, so, and that's supposed to be tied together, tied in with fucking, you know, saying grace, and, you know, the whole family gathers around and we give gifts and fucking have a feast and all this other sort of stuff, you know, which in one sense of the word, you know, the tribal sort of feast of the family coming together and everybody eating, you know. That's a good thing in itself, you know. Can be, you know. It's all right. And, so, what happens is, you know, in terms of humanity and people fucking around and all this other sort of stuff, you know, I have a letter, the legitimate letter of a monk you know, as in like sort of Middle Ages England, you know. And what he did is he was writing a letter of complaint about the peasants, you know, the fucking the villagers and shit in the district. What they would do is they would finish all the harvesting and then they'd get together for one great big festival where they'd eat, you know, gluttony, you know, they'd binge out on eating and they'd binge out on the booze, and everybody who was anybody, they'd go off into just a sort of a mad fucking frenzy, you know. Everybody was sort of fucking everybody else, you know. And, you know, married or not, you know. And, male, female, you know. Sort of open slather type stuff, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I understand that it would have to be particular taboos on age, but you know, I'd also accept that, you know, things were very different in 1570. You know, kind of. You know, you don't want your kids hurt, but there comes a point where they're sort of starting to become fertile and fuckable. You know, mid-teens and the average sort of. You know, half the—I don't know exactly, but I'd say the half the population was aged 18 and under. You know what I mean? You know. So if everybody's getting into fucking, aside from being children, you know, that would probably be part of it as well. You know. And but yeah, he was complaining about everybody getting together, having a big festival or a feast. And that's not true grammar, that's not true historical context, you know, type stuff. But everybody getting together and, you know, fucking each other's brains out and getting into the booze. And, you know, eating, drinking and fucking. And so he was writing a letter of complaint, I think, to the bishop or something at that time, you know. And, so this is sort of the family celebration of Christmas, you know, or having a feast. It's kind of like a lower yield version of, of the whole district, you know, everybody in the fucking district and towns and shit all getting together to have a big sort of big piss up of the feast and a fucking and a festival of fucking, you know. And so part of this sort of cult type based sort of brainwashing, you know, it's all pervasive fucking crap, you know. You know, the Jew God that never existed, you know, the bastard son is a Jewish zombie, a mythical Jewish zombie in low Earth orbit. He talks to us by telepathy. The celebration of a fucking birthday of a guy who never existed. On a series of dates and shit that, you know, don't exist either, you know. There's no sort of legitimate currency in it, but it is good to get together with your family and celebrate, you know, just being together and being alive and how good it is, you know. And then we have the all-pervasive sort of rituals of Christmas, And because my family is sort of, my biological family, that just sort of disintegrated early on, you know. Long story, won't go, I think I've gone into it on another video somewhere, you know, that it's sort of like my father, his first wife, well, they had two daughters, and I won't go into exact sort of dates and times. It's a bit, I don't feel like thinking right now, you know, decades. But so, you know, yeah, the first wife died. He was single for a while. And my mother was, you know, I've got some pretty, got or had some pretty fucking interesting in-laws, you know. And the very fucking worst of them were some of the most astute, you know. So it's not a big, it's not an endorsement of them as people, it's just they had some remarkable talents, you know. And, you know, so anyway, my mother decided to sort of assemble the family, and things at home were not good. So these two sisters fucked off as soon as they could, you know. And, you know, one went back to the grandparents when I was very young, and another one, the other one, she fucked off a few years later, you know, back to the grandparents. And, I'm a little bit sort of, not traumatised, I'm just a bit tired, you know what I mean? It's been a big year. And, yeah, so the basic sort of gist point of the family type stuff is that the people in my family do not communicate with each other. You know, we're basically sort of, we're sort of like passengers on the Titanic, you know. I was berthed up one end and they were berthed down the other end, and the only thing we had in common, we were on it both on a ship that sank, you know. Or we were all on a ship that just sank. You know what I mean? There's no sort of connection there, you know. There's some by genetics, but there's basically sort of nothing, you know. And when it comes to sort of, when it came to me digging up all the fucking crap that went on with us as children, you know, one of these sisters is, she's off in it, but she's fucking me, you know, and, you know, fucking crackers, and the other one doesn't want to deal with any of this. She was the only one, well, the older sister said about the middle sister, you know, she's not exactly an alcoholic, but she has that look about her that, you know, as if she wants more than anything else in the world is just to grab that bottle of wine, you know, and just go glug, 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 you know. Sense she's sort of sitting there and having one drink and being modest about it all, but she, the older sister who's dead set, piss head, you know, she says she's just got that fucking look about her, you know, and yeah, well, God. This is getting into sort of hard stuff, you know. I remember the older, middle sisters, she was doing art at the local high school, you know, And one of the art books was a book by Salvador Dali. One of the books was a modestly sized textbook that had colour pictures in it, and it was all on the works of Salvador Dali. And Salvador Dali did some nudes, you know. And I remember, particularly remember, what a fucking odd thing that this sister had gone through this book and she'd crossed out, you know, she'd really fucking go with a pen over all the pictures of fucking nude people, you know, over their genitals, you know. And I thought that was fucking odd. I thought, what's been going on at home, you know, in later years, you know. It's one of those little things that sticks in your mind. Something wasn't quite right in our home, you know. And, yeah, so anyway, when I started wanting to talk about what really went on in the home, when I was a little bit too young to remember things, and she was, you know, nearly a sort of decade older, she didn't want to talk about anything. So the older sister is a fucking a booze-soaked fucking crazy who's been drug-free for, a number of years now. I think she's just fucking insane, you know. And, the middle sister, she doesn't want to fucking talk, you know. And, I think we might go around this way, just for a change. It's the middle of the day and there's no fucking... It's not that kangaroos don't exist, but statistically speaking, there's very, very few of them running around at sort of high speed in the middle of the day, especially when the hot weather's come in really soon, you know? So they'd be sort of resting under a tree somewhere in a cool area, you know. And, so, you know, statistically speaking, it's relatively safe to be driving this particular route in the middle of the day, you know. And, yeah. So, with the whole Christmas sort of thing, my family, they were raised and they had silence and not communicating with each other, role modeled for them by a father who's a complete fucking psycho, you know. He wasn't the incestuous one, you know. And, but mother, on the other hand, who was borderline psychotic and a fucking drinker too, you know. It's a little bit odd to have a car coming up from behind. It might be their windscreen is reflecting, or it could be fucking their headlights. But to have their headlights on in the middle of the day is a bit odd. And they're sort of rushing. And there's flickerish of lights, like as if they're cops or they're fucking an ambulance or something. And, yeah, a bit odd. So, yeah, screen and the way the sun's bouncing off it, refracting. Not reflecting, but refracting. That means splitting up, you know? Turning white light into a rainbow so it's reflecting, but as it's reflecting, it's refracting, you know? So from a couple of K's back, it looks like, you know, police red lights flashing on top of the car, you know? So, anyway, oh, some shade. So, no one ever talks in my family. No one. And sort of there's a part that sort of, you know, they sort of, when they left to go back, our family, and they left to go back to live with the grandparents, you know, at the time, that was around about 1,200 to 900 Ks away, you know. And their grandparents and their mother's side of the family, they went sort of back with all of that lot, you know. And so I never really saw them much again, you know. And that was from a very young age. And they basically stayed as they grew up and grew older and sort of got lives and marriages and all this other sort of shit. They just progressively move north, further and further and further north, you know. And so to move from, say, one city to another is, say, about 900 k's in a straight line. Well, the next bunch of cities are like a 1,000 k north and a 1,000 k north, and, you know. So that's kind of like the width or the height of the USA, you know, without including Alaska, but it's sort of like from the border of Mexico to the border of Canada, that's kind of like how far they are away, or maybe even more, you know. And so if you grow up really young and you only see them, you know, every so often on school holidays or whatever, there's no sort of, they sort of would never ring, and, you know, no one sort of wrote letters or anything like that. So, in some ways, it's a bit of a disappointment, because it would be nice to have family to go and celebrate with, you know. But they're sort of, as the years have gone by, they're sort of basically strangers, you know. And, you know, then that sort of devolved into the middle one won't communicate, and the oldest one's a fucking, just a drug fuck nutcase. She was just always off the bloody deep end, you know. And my borderline psychotic mother, she's on the run. She, I won't go into ages, it's giving a bit too much away, but if she's not dead, she soon will be, just from old age, you know. And my biological father, he is dead. And, you know, yeah, so, anyway, with this whole Christmas, the whole foundation for Christmas, everything to do with it, is a fucking lie. It's just lies built upon lies, built upon lies, built upon fucking lies, and magnified and distorted, and the stories evolved and changed and all this sort of shit. And it's just more fucking bullshit with more lies and more crap and more fucking lies, you know. And, you know. But the idea of having family to come together and celebrate it, you know, especially the extended family where once upon a time we all used to live in sort of, you know, a little gathering of huts, you know, grass huts and stuff. That's not a bad thing, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, the actual issue of celebrating Christmas. One day I thought about this and I thought, I was going for a ride on my bicycle, you know, around Bumfuckistan, you know, on Christmas morning. I thought, what a lovely day, you know. And then I thought, well, everybody's at home with their families celebrating this Christmas. So it's, you know, it's not wrong to celebrate Christmas. That's just wrong to be sucked into the delusions about it, you know. Or it's not wrong to gather together and to have a festival, you know, as a family and community and stuff. Yeah, some fucking disc brake, you should have squealing disc brakes, you know. So it's not wrong, it's good to gather together as a family and a community and to have a sort of a festival of sorts, you know. And to celebrate, you know. And, you know, but as far as the sort of Christmas bit, that's all a fucking just a huge lie. And I'm not pissy on it because my own family has evolved the way it did. It's just these are historical facts and, you know, outright fabrications, you know. And so, yeah, so the whole now sort of, the whole sort of pressure to go and get presents and, you know, spend, you know, I just think, oh, fuck this, you know. I think maybe, you know, go down with my neighbour and spend a bit of time, because I think it's a good time to make each other feel a bit special and loved and wanted and needed, you know. And I think I might buy a bit of Christmas pudding and, you know, a little Christmas pudding and go, you know, with some custard and cream and whipped cream and shit like that and go spend it with him, you know, just have a bit of a lunch. And that'll be good, you know. Yeah, and I so that'll be good, you know what I mean? Because I don't hate all the people where I live. I don't hate them, but I just got no time for people that just, they're like, you know, in terms of gossip and just, you know, fuckery, you know, just gossiping and bloody clicky and in crowd and all this fucking, you know, small town bullshit. I've got no time for that stuff, you know. You know, there's a galaxy full of staggeringly amazing things going on and all these cunts can do is just, you know, talk about who they heard was fucking who in the arse behind the football club on Saturday night, you know. Well, I heard, fuck off, you know. You know what I mean? Not interested. You know, all these cunts, it's kind of like, you know, if you're such a fucking interesting person, how come you never got anything to say about? How come you got plenty to say about everybody else behind their fucking back and you got nothing to say anything about yourself up front to people's faces, you know? They, you know, if that's the way you're fucking set, you know, well, fuck off, you know, go away. Not entertaining the lies and the bullshit, you know. But, you know, there is some sort of smart ideas, you know. Just be careful. Yeah. Yeah. The you know, the people who wrote that Bible weren't entirely just dysfunctional fucking pathological cunts, you know. They did write, you know, women who gossip are nothing but fucking trouble. You know, and, you know, pull the fucking, deal with your own, pull the fucking beam out of your eye, own eye, before you start pulling the splinter out of others, you know, which means mind your own business and deal with your own issues, you know, and improve yourself first, you know, before you start fucking running other people down, you know. There's a lot of good ideas in there, and, you know, people who go digging traps for other people, you know, usually end up falling in them. Be careful, don't go digging traps for other people, because you'll end up falling into them yourself, you know. All those sorts of things, you know. So I don't discount the fucking Bible as a worthless, you know, piece of arsewipe, you know, but, you know, there's a fair amount of it, it's just pure bullshit, so. Yeah. But anyway, I'm on a Christmas run, because this is like a few days before Christmas, you know. And I've got to go shopping for some drugs to keep me alive. And, you know, or help keep me alive. And, got to go get some food. And a couple of other things. So, dear MGTOW men, looking into the camera, you know, I wish. Oh, you can't say that! It's not politically correct, it's discriminating against all the fucking. You know, but Merry Christmas, you know. Have a good time. Have a good year. Have a good time. Have some friends or family, you know what I mean? And be cheerful. Yeah, and that was the other thing. That was the important thing is, don't get sucked into this, you know. When I was pedalling my bike, because I lose my thoughts from time to time, is it that sad, that Christmas morning many 10, 12 years ago, I was pedalling around and going, what a lovely day. And then I thought, oh, fuck, today's Christmas Day. Everybody's got, you know, everybody's at home with their families and all this other sort of stuff. And there's also a lot of people who don't have families, you know. And I thought, we get this terrible programming, right? Terrible programming that it's Christmas. You're supposed to have family and friends. You're supposed to be celebrating, you know. You know. And if you don't, then you're a loser. Everybody will know you've got no family, no friends, nowhere to celebrate, you know what I mean? All this other sort of stuff, you know. And I just thought, well, you know, fuck, you know. I could have spent money on a whole heap of presents and stuff for a few people, but there comes a point in life where you don't want anything, you know. You just, you know, as one of my friends would say, no, don't fucking buy me anything, because I've got too much shit already, you know what I mean? If there's something I genuinely need, I'll go buy it, you know what I mean? I don't want anything, it's just more shit, you know. And I've come to that sort of realisation myself. I don't want anything, you know. I really don't. I don't, you know. You know, but just spending some time together, being nice and looking out for each other, being a bit kindly and being a bit loving and, you know, helping out and being good, you know what I mean? Just caring, showing that you care, and being cared about is nice too, you know. And, you know, and while that sort of Jesus the prophet who never existed, Jesus the Jewish zombie prophet who had a father and never existed, you know, the Sermon on the Mount is something about, you know, don't try getting shit from people, try giving stuff to people, you know. The giving of yourself, your time and your attention and good words and deeds and acts, you know. And, you know, so what I did is I sort of looked at all this programming I had received about not having a family, not having friends, you know, to go and spend Christmas with and all this other sort of stuff. I thought, well, you know, if I had, I'll just sort of make this up kind of true, you know what I mean? I thought, well, if Christmas is coming up and I need to spend $200 on tyres and shoes, you know, I need a new set of tyres for the bike, you know, and a pair of shoes, I'll go spend that. So, you know, effectively that means I've got a bit of food to, you know, carry me through Christmas till all the fucking hysteria is over. And, you know, I've got a pair of shoes so I can walk around without getting thorns in my feet, you know. And I got new tyres off for my fucking bicycle, you know. You know, so I'm just sort of coasting through Christmas, which effectively means I'm fucking broke. But I got food, I got a place to live, I'm doing all right, you know what I mean? And the fact that I've got no family, well, this is just how it is, and it doesn't mean it's good or bad, and it doesn't mean I should go, oh, poor me, oh, Christmas is so sad, and I'm a fucking loser, oh, I've got no money, and no one loves me, oh, how tragic. I just had to say, fuck this, and dump this philosophy of fucking self-hate, you know, out on its arse and say, well, it's just really, if I lived in a country where they had no idea about Jews, no idea about the, you know, Jew cult and the fucking Christians and all this other sort of shit, then there wouldn't be a fucking issue about me celebrating Christmas, you know? It's like people get, this is one of the things, I want you to be aware of this. This is fucking, ooh, you know, like, oh, fuck, you know. But if you took, say, you know, a dozen kids from a Jewish family, you took a dozen kids from a, you know, fundamentalist sort of Christian family, you took a dozen kids from a fucking, you know, Buddhist family, you took a fucking dozen kids from a, you know, young kids, you know, from a an Islamic family, you know, they're all 3 years old and under or something like that. And you put them all together on a fucking island in the middle of nowhere with no adults and no religious indoctrination. They'd all grow up, you know. They'd all be as ignorant as fuck about all this cult-type bullshit. Their deities and prophets would not come to them to visit them and educate them on how their particular brand of bullshit actually works, you know. And they would not be getting brainwashed with rules and regulations of great piety and great religiosity. They'd be as ignorant and as dumb as fuck about all that, and they'd just be sort of out there getting food and fucking and continuing the species, you know? So, you know, if you put in a solid break, like as in a disconnect from fucking all the shit that we've been told, and then just move on from there, you don't have to be affected. You mentally, you can perform that sort of break. Mentally and emotionally, you can perform these sort of effective clean breaks from all this cultural bullshit, you know, that's been just passed down through the generations about, you know, religion and fucking family and, you know, you're a good person because of this or you're a bad person because of that, you know what I mean? So I've had to deprogram myself from that, and rather than feeling, oh my God, no one loves me, how sad, you know, well, go make someone else's life a bit better, you know. You know, I mean, sure, I'm a little bit different, you know, and, you know, I have absolutely no intent of entertaining people who are just stupid cunts who just go, oh, well, fuck, I heard so-and-so was fucking so-and-so in the ass behind the footy club on Saturday night. Oh, really? Did you hear fucking... fuck off, you know what I mean? I won't hang out with people that operate at that sort of a level because there's so many opportunities for improvement and these cunts just, their minds and lives are in the gutter, you know? So, you know, yeah, I performed that complete disconnect, you know what I mean, from the cultural bullshit, you know? And one of the things that I also performed was, you know, I could call myself an old chunky, you know, but I was never really into fucking IV type drugs. I didn't like needles, you know, and, you know, getting into the piss occasionally was, you know, the thing, and smoking a bit of dope, you know, on a regular, a little bit of dope on a regular basis was the thing. And, you know, dabbling in a little bit of alternative type things, like, you know, I only ever did, I only ever did magic mushrooms about 3 times. And a fairly sort of significant, not, I wouldn't call it significant, but I wouldn't call it insignificant either, you know. And I also came across a little bit of opiated hashish, you know, a few times, and I thought, fuck, this is really nice, you know, the opium. But I thought, this is nice, but this is a little bit too nice, you know. And I thought, fuck, you know, I could have real problems with this. You know, so basically, you know. And, you know, I did it, you know, when I was broke on my ass and trying to get loaded, you know, like by drinking. And, you know, I had barely enough fucking money to get into the booze. So I cut it with a, you know, prescription of fucking Valium, and then sort of, they didn't kick in straight away. They took like about an hour to kick in. And when they did, you know, I didn't have a huge amount of booze in me. But what happened is I was walking from one end of one town to the other, and I went into a blackout because I was aware of things just sort of disappearing and going sort of black, you know, and then sort of coming to, you know, at the other end of town and not knowing where I'd been. And, you know, so I didn't like being in a blackout, you know. You know, I was always that sort of, you know, four claws on the fucking front feet, back feet and claws into the ceiling type stuff. I was not into becoming unconscious and being vulnerable, you know what I mean? And, so I guess, you know, more of a dull check type fucking addict, you know, rather than a, you know, full on scumbag junkie, you know? But the other thing I thought about was that, you know, being an addict is one thing, you know, but in Australia, I'm not saying everywhere and everybody and everywhere, you know, because all these cunts go, oh, fuck, he's talking about this, oh, this, or he's calling me a cunt too, you know. No, you stupid cunt. You're a stupid cunt because you're a stupid cunt, you know. But, you know, I was in an Al-Anon meeting, I went to an online Al-Anon meeting, and most of those women in, you know, married to the alcoholic, most of these women are so fucking nasty and so fucking insane. Yeah, they go to the Al-Anon meetings and start trying to regulate everybody else's behaviour, especially if you're a man, because not only are they retarded, just psychologically fucked up, just absolute cunts of human beings, they've also got a head full of feminists. Entitled shit, you mustn't talk back to a woman, you've got to obey everything I say because I'm a woman, you know. The fact that I've been around Al-Anon for nearly 50 years, yeah, 45 years, yeah, the fact that I've been around Al-Anon for like 45 years and know a fucking awful lot, you know, doesn't mean shit, you know, because these stupid cunts are so caught up in their just insane crap, you know. That's the other aspect of, you know, you know, addiction. You know, you got the people who are doing the drugs and all this other sort of shit, you know. And then you got the crazies who are trying to control them, you know. And that's a real thing, you know, with Christmas, when you got a fucking family full of psychos, you know. You know, you got the addicts, and then you got the obsessive compulsive micromanagers that are trying to fucking, you know, make it all happen, and everybody fucking hates them for being retarded cunts, you know, who can't mind their own business and leave other people alone. So, you know, and especially the women. You know, I won't sort of say that, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, that you necessarily ought to go, you know, shoot them in the face with a fucking shotgun at point blank range, but I will say, you know, if they can't or won't objectively and honestly seek help for their issues and do something about themselves, get rid of them, you know. Keep the fucking psycho bitches out of your life. You know, and the bloody, you know, soft cocked cucks, you know, the cuckolds, you know, and they're bloody simping to the fucking, you know, simping to the psycho vagina, you know, the psycho vaginas. Fucking get rid of the crazies out of your life, you know. You don't need active addicts, and you don't need the psychos that fucking inhabit those environments, you know. Because, see, it's one of my old sponsors used to say, you know, see, the drug addicts, or the addicts in some sense, are fortunate because they can self-medicate, but the crazies can't. You know, if it gets too much, just get loaded, you know, it all goes away, you know, you just get fucking shit-faced, you know. But the psychos, the fucking normies who can't use drugs, they're fucked, they're just stuck with their craziness, they've got no way out, you know. And the more crazy they, you know. But my husband, he's always drunk. Well, what are you fucking complaining about? He's a drunk. That's what drunks do. They get drunk, you know. What's your fucking problem, lady, you know? Oh, well, you shouldn't be doing it. Well, that's what drunks do. They start drinking, and they drink till they're fucking legless and blind and asleep on the couch for 2 days, you know? So what's your fucking problem, bitch, you know? How about you mind your own fucking business and get your own life and get off his fucking case, you know? Because these women are so fucking crazy. A lot of them are just so fucking crazy. And they're obnoxious fucking assholes, you know? And, the problem is, you know, they're insufferable. You know, you say to them things like creative commentary, like, you know, if I was married to a cunt like you, I'd want to stay drunk all the time too. You're fucking insufferable. You know, you're an absolute cunt to live with. I mean, I've only known you for 5 minutes, and here you are serving up your fucking bullshit to me. And I think you're a cunt, you know, in less than 5 minutes. You know? So, you know, people, if you're an addict, you know, provided you're not just a lying, scheming, fucking sleazy shit of an addict, you know, who has no morals and no scruples and no principles, you know, you have my sympathy. Get out of there. Get away from the fucking crazies, you know. If they're not capable of owning their own shit and dealing with it, and they're not prepared to go learn how to do it and then putting it into action, fuck them off, you know. You know, they're like your junkie buddies. Go, oh, yeah, drugs, oh, yeah, they're bad, mate, yeah. And then they're going back down to the pub next fucking, you know, and they're... Oh, see you, mate. See you later, mate, you know. So where are you off to? Oh, I'm down the pub for a few beers with my mates, you know. Yeah, well, fuck them off too, you know. So, yeah, everybody out there who listens to this, have a really good Christmas, and enjoy life and make the most of it, make the most of every day, and make the most of all the opportunities, and follow through on the things that are good and worthwhile, you know. So I love you all. Have a great day.